This is Radio Nepal, IMS, interested with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission to submit comprehensive report along with results of March 5th House of Representatives election to President tomorrow. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee meeting to be held the day after tomorrow to discuss issues including election review and general convention. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Ravi Lamichhane urges newly elected MPs to serve nation citizens responsibly. And Israel says it has killed Iran's intelligence minister in overnight strike. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has said it will submit the comprehensive report including the results of the House of Representatives election held on the 5th of March to President Ramchandra Pawal tomorrow. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari said the report including the election results will be presented to President Pawal tomorrow at 4 p.m. Earlier, 110 members elected under the proportional representation system in the election will also be provided with their certificates tomorrow. Assistant spokesperson of the Election Commission, Kul Bahadur GC, said the certificates will be distributed to those elected under the proportional representation system of the House of Representatives election in accordance with the legally defined cluster system. After submitting the comprehensive report of the election results to the President, the way will be open to call for the formation of a government as per the constitution. A central working committee meeting of the Nepali Congress is scheduled for the 20th of March. Issuing a press release today, Acting Chief Secretary of the Nepali Congress Party Office, Krishna Prasad Dulal, said the meeting would take place at the Central Party Office in Sanipa at 1 p.m. on Friday. Discussion would be held on various issues including election review, strategy to be followed by party in coming days and next general convention of the party. The party has requested office bearers, members of the working committee as well as province presidents to be present in the meeting. Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP chairperson Ravi Lamichhane has called upon its 182 newly elected members of the parliament MPs to serve the nation and citizens responsibly, addressing an orientation program organized by the RSP in Lalitpur for its new lawmakers. Chairperson Ravi Lamichhane clarified that no one has the right to make irresponsible statements or treat the public's mandate as of entertainment value. Lamichhane urged the MPs to respect the mandate given by the public in the House of Representatives election held on the 5th of March. The RSP chairperson called on the new legislators to review the pledges the party made to the public. President Ramchandra Pawal observed a special ceremony organized by the Nepali Army on the occasion of the Ghode Jatra 2026 at Sainik Manch in Turikhel today. A contingent of Nepali Army offered a salute in his honor. The program featured displays of horse-drawn pageantry, transport, agriculture, hunting, combat, festival sports and trained dog performances. President Pawal presented awards while Nepali Army teams showcased equestrian arts such as racing, jumping, charger drills, historical uses, attack drills and fire jumping. The ceremony was also attended by Vice President Ram Sohai Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Sushila Karki, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, ministers, heads and representatives of diplomatic missions and other high-ranking officials. Those injured in a helicopter accident in Khotang this morning have been rescued. According to Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN's Information Officer Ganendra Bhul, an Air Dynasty helicopter call sign 91AFQ met with the accident as it lost balance while landing at Balvesi in Khartamcha of Kapilas Gadi Rural Municipality 2 at 11:55 a.m. Six people, including the pilot, sustained minor injuries in the incident. All injured were rescued and airlifted to Kathmandu by another helicopter. Minister for Finance Rameshwar Karnal has stressed the need to mobilize liquidity in productive sector to build national capital. addressing a program marking the 36th anniversary of the Citizen Investment Bank, CIT, Finance Minister Kunal said there is plenty of liquidity in banking sector due to falling interest rates and thus pressed for channelizing liquidity into productive sector, stating that ongoing tensions in the Middle East region could disrupt Nepal's supply chain. The Finance Minister cautioned against the disruption could lead to inflation. In Nawalparasi, Bardaghat Susta East, 46,778 people have been vaccinated against Japanese encephalitis, including 19,109 men and 27,669 women. The campaign run across all local levels targets those over 35 due to rising infection rates. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना करने
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीने
जहाँ भए परी पाउनु होस हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकम को इन्टरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A total of 43 places along Narangarh Mughlin Road section have been identified as at a risk of landslides according to a recent study conducted by the Road Division Office in Bharatpur. Office Engineer Arjun Khimire said the study found that 8 locations are at high risk, 22 at moderate risk and 13 at low risk. Among them, Twin Khola has been categorized as a particularly high risk area. Kali Khola and Namzi Khola along with Twin Khola are among the most vulnerable areas of this 33.25 km road section. These areas have been under the threat of landslides since last year. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Israel says Iran's intelligence minister Ismail Khatib has been killed in an overnight strike. According to the BBC, Khatib was appointed as Iran's intelligence minister by the late former president Ibrahim Raisi back in 2021. He studied Islamic jurisprudence under multiple high-ranking clerics, including Iran's late supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He has held senior posts in the Ministry of Intelligence and the Office of the Supreme Leader. His death comes after Iran's top security official Ali Larijani was also killed yesterday. Iran has not yet commented on Khatib's demise. The United Nations has recorded 143 deaths in an airstrike on a drug rehabilitation center in Kabul, significantly lower than the figure offered by Afghanistan's Taliban government. According to Al Jazeera, the attack on Kabul's Omar Addiction Treatment Hospital on Monday night has intensified tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan, with the Taliban reporting over 400 killed and about 265 wounded. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan shared its figures with Reuters on Wednesday. Afghanistan's Taliban administration has blamed Pakistan for the attack on the drug rehabilitation center, and Pakistan has denied carrying it out. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali, Sudhapashchim and Kandaki provinces and partly cloudy in the remaining areas. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Sudhapashchim, Karnali, Koshi and Kandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission to submit comprehensive report along with results of March 5th House of Representatives election to President tomorrow. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee meeting to be held the day after tomorrow to discuss issues including election review and general convention. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Ravi Lamichani urges newly elected MPs to serve nation citizens responsibly. And Israel says it has killed Iran's intelligence minister in overnight strike. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.